The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program adapted from the original 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with step one of the addiction recovery program.
I'm Scott. And I've been dealing with an addiction to pornography for 35 years. And along with that addiction, I learned, probably 45 years ago, to hide my feelings. But you can only do that so long. They need something, and I stumbled across at age 15 something my brother had tucked away in a box and found a new way to cope with my feelings. So for the next 35 years, when I was scared, feeling insecure, feeling not good enough in one way or another, I had a very effective tool to numb away those feelings. I guess that's why I'm so willing to let them all come out at this point, because I'm done numbing. In the last 6 years since I've been attending addiction recovery meetings, I've come to learn a lot about honesty, largely by learning about myself, who I am, why I am the way I am, what my addiction was doing for me, because it very definitely did something for me. It numbed, it covered up the pain, it helped me cope with things I didn't have another way to cope with. And it didn't leave me feeling better, obviously, but it left me not feeling at all. I heard someone say once, that's one thing about addictions, they don't numb selectively. They numb everything. They numb the pain and the sadness and the depression, but they also numb love, joy, and happiness. And so my life was kind of just empty. I'm still working on trying to fill the void now that I'm feeling it at all, but I'm grateful to be learning that. The first 5 years that I had attended addiction recovery meetings, I definitely had improvements. Instead of 8, 10, 12, 16 hours a week looking for, I'm self-employed, and so I had my path. I would go throughout the day driving around and had my routines of all the stops, and I would spend many hours. Being self-employed was not a good idea for that kind of an addict. So although my sobriety wasn't very long, the number of hours greatly was improved as I started attending the meetings. I'm really grateful for that. But I had a lot of frustration over those first 5 years because it'd be a month, it'd be a week, it'd be a couple weeks, and I'd have a little slip again. And I just kept having them. And we're talking about honesty in particular. And for me, it was huge to finally realize what was going on. I was treating my Heavenly Father like my earthly father. He was there for emergencies. He provided necessities of life. He was there if I ever really asked for something, but I kind of had grown up learning you don't really ask for things. You just kind of take care of them yourself. So thus, that there's a scripture that says something to the effect of, after all you can do, God does the rest, basically. Well, knowing myself as one that doesn't really ever do all I can do, and often I don't do very much, I assumed in my mind, well, since I never do all I can do, God probably isn't going to be able to do much for me because I don't ever quite earn that help. Someone along the way helped me begin honestly looking at what God had done for me. They kind of gave me an assignment to simply write 6 things I was grateful for every night. It was supposed to help heal the brain. And by doing that, I started realizing really quick God was doing stuff for me every day. I started noticing things. After doing that for a while, I mean, it was supposed to do it for 6 weeks, I think. And then after a while, I started looking at what he had done for me in the past and realized he'd been there all along, even when I wasn't looking for help, even when I wasn't really caring a whole lot about my addiction. I never really believed my addiction was okay. I had talked to probably 25 bishops over the years. We moved a bunch, and I talked to every bishop, confessed. That step was real easy for me because I was so used to confessing, and I kind of struggled with it all along, but I never really dealt with it because I wasn't honestly looking at the real problem. I was very much into blaming my parents, blaming my kids, blaming my wife, blaming everyone. And I was very resentful that I wasn't having the kind of life I wanted and felt like I ought to be having. And that blame and that resentment just had me locked in my addiction. I couldn't get past feeling bad about what everyone else was doing to me. Once I finally started being a little bit more grateful and less resentful about God not being there for me either, I started looking at my parents differently. I started looking at my wife differently, and that resentment, without really trying or asking, God took that away from me. The day he did that, I started finding sobriety, and I started finding some real healing. And I started realizing how those very people that I was resentful of and blaming towards really had been there for me all along, and they were really doing their best to try to love someone that wasn't really very much there emotionally for them. And I'm so grateful to a Heavenly Father that's so patient, so willing to work with me and my timetable. Although, it would have been nice if he'd answered a few prayers on my timetable. I've always felt like I had to wait so long for certain answers. But again, in hindsight, looking back, I go, boy, I learned so much in that process of waiting that I have to, at this point, when something's going wrong and it just keeps going wrong and I can't figure out why it's not coming, I just have to thank my Heavenly Father for being patiently waiting to heal me, basically, because I've come to trust that he knows what he's doing far better than I do, and he can definitely manage my life better than I can. Last thing I like to share tonight is just how important it is for me to remember that this is really a battle, not just for me as an addict, you as an addict, but for everybody. Satan is the master spinmeister, will spin everything, use one extreme to the other. anything he can. And too often, I went from day to day not realizing that I was even in a battle, let alone realizing how much I was losing it, but just not even realizing Satan was there. And now that I realize he's there, I'm able to recognize how much he's interacting. He's in, right in the middle of every interaction, every relationship, every conversation, every judgment. He's in there whispering things on both sides and trying to mess with us. And just recognizing he's there has been real helpful to me. Having that light of honesty shown on that interaction just for me is just so huge. And I'm so grateful to realize that he's there, and at the same time realize that God's there for me too. And God has more power, more wisdom, and knows me better than Satan, and he's able to help me come off conqueror. And I'm so grateful for that. And I leave it to that witness, and I do so in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks God.
The full episode for Step 1 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon Channel.